And it's a scientific breakthrough. Now, this is a scientific breakthrough that's been... They've been trying to break through this, scientists have, for... The good say, what, 50 years nearly at this stage. When did the female pill come into operation? When was the first sort of public handing out of the female pill? In other words, when did it get the first license as it is today? I'm not too sure when that was, how long it's been there. But anyway, a breakthrough, a scientific breakthrough, could finally make a male contraceptive pill reality, researchers had said last night. That's what she said last night. Researchers said that we're just about to make that breakthrough. Previous attempts to develop a pill have tried either to alter a man's hormones or to make his sperm ineffective. This is a new technique. It sort of looks like it works like a temporary vasectomy. And it doesn't have a long-term effect on virility or libido, which I think is always one of the big things that men think, if they're going to take a male pill, what's going to happen? Am I going to lose the will to live? It's also likely to appeal to women who are uneasy about the female pill's potential to raise the risk of heart attack, strokes and blood clots. Now you can actually say, you know what, for the next 6 months, I ain't taking it. You're taking it, buddy. And there's your set of pills now on your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday. Would they have a morning after pill as well for the lads, just in case? God, there'd be queues outside every Boots, wouldn't there? I know, I forgot. I completely forgot. Fifth time this week. So it's about to be rolled out, and they reckon that next year, certainly it'll be tested and possibly licensed, and that's it then. Then there'll be the choice for couples, male pill on one side, female pill on the other side. I suppose also vasectomy is still there as well. Firstly, to women, would you trust your partner to take the male pill? I think this is one of the big things behind, the timeline for coming up with the male pill. I don't think, some of it is science, some of it is just practical science, and some of it is psychology. I honestly believe that they don't want to roll it out because it may just not work, because men just cannot be held responsible for taking the pill every single day. Even as you say it, it sounds a bit bizarre. Or maybe we just have to change our opinions. I'd love to get your opinion. Firstly, women, would you trust your partner to take the pill every single day? Would you be happy? Would you be comfortable with the man taking control of that in the relationship if the male pill is rolled out, let's say, in the next couple of months? Let's say it's available tomorrow, okay? Would you be happy with that? Men, do you think you'd be okay with it? How do you think you'd be with taking the pill every single day of the week? Do you think you'd be okay? Do you think we'd be responsible for that? And I suppose, like anything, there probably would be a morning after pill just in case. I don't know. Or should we just leave the things the way they are? Give us a shout at 1850 715 922. It's all about the male contraceptive pill now. We're just that little bit closer to it. Text us at 51552. Or if you've got a story, email us column at rte.ie. Okay, here's an email in. Colm, there may be many men out there, this is about the male pill, there may be many men out there that may be trusted with the responsibility of taking the male pill. My husband is not one of them. After 10 years on the pill, I decided to take a break from it to give my body a break. He was given good notice and told when I was stopping. I bought the condoms, etc., but he couldn't even be trusted with that much. How do I know? Please meet my two-year-old. As much as I love my son and neither of us would give him back for diamonds, I don't believe that any man, no matter how in touch they might be, realizes the extent of what a woman goes through in pregnancy. No man has to put up with the aches, the pains, the sickness, the fatigue of your body stretching and accommodating new life, psychologically dealing with a changing body shape. You yourself have dealt with how women's self-esteem is inextricably linked to their body image. Yes, we are going through a wonderful nurturing phase and should appreciate it, especially when many struggle to become and maintain a pregnancy. This is little comfort when you're faced with struggling getting out of bed in the morning because your pelvis is splitting. You're tired because you have to get up several times a night to pee. You may not be able to keep food down for some this last 9 months. These are among many other little inconveniences of pregnancy. And all this maybe while holding down a full-time job and keeping a house and family together, many of which men are oblivious to. That's before the actual birth and recovery, while dealing with hormones, new baby, household, and maybe a number of other children. Usually, if we are lucky, our husband or partner is out working and earning an income to sustain the new family. I don't feel that a man can truly appreciate this until he has walked through the 9-month pregnancy. in a pregnant woman's shoes. Therefore, they are at least once removed from the ramifications of missing a pill and the results of a surprise pregnancy. As much as my husband maintains that he would take the male pill, he can't remember to take his anti-inflammatories when his knee is aching at him. There are men out there that can be trusted. 100% mine isn't one of them. There you go. I suppose that's it as well. Sorry, when I was mentioning earlier on about psychologically, this is a huge thing. It's the fact that we don't get pregnant. Yeah, we don't. We're not designed to get pregnant. Mother Nature passed us by on that one. It's down to the woman to get pregnant, to carry the baby, to give birth to the baby. That's it. So we don't consider that. So yeah, we're probably thinking if we just missed taking the pill, I'm not going to go through it anyway, am I? So that's what I was saying. I think psychologically, even if it works scientifically, I think psychologically there'll be huge issues with it. Okay. Colm, it would be no bother for us to take the pill. Aren't we taking a bitter pill every day since 08 and we never missed a day, says Vinny. Oh, yeah, sorry. Why would a man need a morning after pill? Yeah, that's, of course, because he's not going to be pregnant. God, I had actually logic behind that. I had scientific logic behind that. Queuing for the mail, that'd be funny, morning after pill. Yeah, well, because I didn't take the pill last night, I think herself might be pregnant. Give us one of those, will you? That's a pint, isn't it? That's what that is. Tommy Tiernan did a skit on the male pill a few years ago. He said the guys would end up taking five on a Friday and hope for the best. Probably. Brian, how are you?
How are you doing?
Not too bad at all. What do you think?
Well, I think it's due responsibility. And men right now trust a woman to take the pill.
Yeah.
So what is the difference? And everybody just thinks that men are unreliable and those sort of things. But I think it's just a situation that's grown up over years. And you have a situation where many a couple have turned around and says, we are pregnant. You know, and how could you? You're on the pill. Well, I've got to take it, or I got sick on such a night and all the rest of that. So all it is, it's just a swapping of
responsibilities.
Situations. Responsibilities, and I think just people underestimate how good they would be at certain things.
Do you think, as men, we put ourselves down in that respect, saying, gosh, I can barely remember to bring the bins out on a Thursday, you can't expect me to remember to take the pill? And then from that email as well, if we forget to take it, we're not going to go through the 9 months of pregnancy.
Well, I don't understand how you can say that, because what man doesn't go through the 9 months of pregnancy and then has to rear the child or share in the rearing of a child afterwards? You know, we are pregnant is the word. You know, it's not I'm pregnant, it's we are pregnant, and we then have to, as a responsible couple, bring up that child in the future.
Yeah.
You know, so this whole idea, it's all got to do with, you know, you could even, okay, I'm in a stable relationship, I'm married and all the rest of that, but you do have an awful lot of people out there who are going out at night time and all the rest, and, you know, it's a bloke made me together, and he says, she says, I'm okay, I'm on the pill.
Yeah.
And the bloke trusts her. And then, I mean, you're going to say it doesn't happen 9 months later to the child?
Well, of course. You know,
you're looking at it now as the man can turn and say, well, I can take an extra precaution now in case a condom bursts or something like that. I know now that I'm protecting myself. So I think it's more to do with responsibilities than mistrust. And people are just looking at it in that manner instead of in a positive manner.
So I suppose as well, yeah, as you're saying, I mean, look, I mean, you know, guys going out 20, 21 years of age, girls out there as well in the world, and sex can be quite frequent with them, and now the guy can actually, doesn't even have to say anything, or he can just go, yeah, well, no, we're grand, I'm on the pill.
Yeah, well, you mean, or if it just doesn't come up, he's taking protection. You know what I mean? It's all about responsibilities, and I think what is, everybody's talking about what if and what if, but what really should be saying is, yes, you can now, because you can ensure that not only are you protecting yourself, but you're also protecting the girl, and you are now becoming more responsible for your sexual liaisons. You know, so it's positive to me. It's all positive. You know, not one part of it is negative.
Okay, it's all positive, and the bit that you're saying that we go is the fact that it was never there before, and don't judge us on something that we were never able to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and we all know in the height of the moment and all the rest of intercourse and all the rest of that, where somebody may forget to put on the condom or may just be overcome by the moment. Now that doesn't no longer a problem.
Interesting because that you say
instead of putting a condom into your back pocket, now you're popping a pill into your mouth.
But you also say that in a way, you know, if you're in a stable relationship and the woman gets pregnant, that men do go through that pregnancy as well. Maybe not as physical, but they certainly go through it in many ways. We do. We witness and we go through that pregnancy and we deal with it.
We're all involved in the modern relationship now. And the days where the man went out and worked and the woman stayed at home are all long gone. You know, it's sort of going back to the days where you weren't there when your wife or your partner gave birth. That doesn't happen anymore. A man that doesn't show up on the moment that his wife or his partner's having a baby is considered a coward now. So total attitudes have changed, but they've all changed for a positive. Everything that's happened over the last few years is positive. When something goes wrong, then a positive attitude is brought about, and that's how things are corrected.
Do you know, you make a very good point there. If you go back 30 years ago, a man who turns up, or a man who is there when his wife is actually giving birth, you'd be, you're a bit of a Nancy boy or something, aren't you? What are you doing there? Now, if you're not there, it's like, what are you doing? You're a coward. You let your partner down. Of course you have to be there. So that has changed completely for the better.
Yeah. So it's just another step in in human relationship moving in a more positive and people more responsible. And you cannot now turn around and say, it's her responsibility, and if we become pregnant, it's all the woman's fault. You know, if you're that, if you really, really want to stop it happening, you can now play a more positive role in it not happening. Plus, the fact is, you also have a situation where if your partner's on the pill for a long period, she may want to come off, so you share the burden. It's all positive.
Okay.
Part of it is positive.
All positive for you. All right, Brian, listen, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
Okay, cheers. Take care of yourself. Welcome. All positive, Brian says. David, how are you?
Colm, how are you?
Brian reckons all positive, the male pill, is the way to go.
No, it's not, because it'll stop pregnancy.
Yeah.
It'll kill the sperm, which will stop pregnancy, but it won't stop the spread of STIs or STDs.
Okay.
STDs and STIs are on the rise at the moment.
Yeah, they are,
and
actually.
It won't do anything to protect that, so we could be looking at, down the track, is in a rise in whatever STIs are out there, from HIV to syphilis, gonorrhea, whatever other herpes, whatever else is out there.
So you might be giving guys a license not to wear a condom as such, and therefore you're in a situation where STIs could rise, actually. It's another way of looking at it as well. Do you feel you'd be responsible to take the pill?
No.
You wouldn't.
I won't even take anti-inflammatories or painkillers if my back or my knees are at me. So I wouldn't be responsible enough to take it, because my wife has to nag me to remind me to take painkillers.
So you know, maybe it's part of the male mind or psyche. Now Brian reckons it's just a changing attitude, but you think it's probably more than that.
It's more than that, because. Like I said, like Brian said, it'll stop pregnancy in orcas of putting the ball in the male court, for want of a better word. Mm. But end of the day, it is not going to stop STIs.
Yeah, well, no, it's not.
Condoms will, because condoms have a 99% success rate when it comes to pregnancy. Over 90% success rate when it comes to pregnancy and STIs and all that.
Okay, good point, David. Thanks for that.
Okay, thank you.
Kirsty, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
You just texted your boyfriend, did you?
Yeah, I just texted my boyfriend to let him know what was going on.
To let him know that the male... Now, we actually don't have the male pill. It's still,
I just said they're talking about bringing it out, and just his response was, no thanks.
Right, okay.
Just clearly not interested.
Do you think, would you trust him to take it?
Definitely not. He can't do his own washing, never mind be trusted to take the pill. It's pretty... knows how to brush his teeth in the morning now.
Okay, well let's leave his name out of this conversation. So you honestly believe that, you know, if brushing your teeth or doing your clothes is different than your partner actually becoming pregnant, do you not think a man would treat it very seriously?
I don't, like, as the previous people have said, it's not going to have the same effect on them if they forget to take a pill as it is on a woman.
We are definitely, without doubt, one step removed, even though Brian was saying, you know, couples say we are pregnant, absolutely, and men are taking a much more hands-on approach to you know, pregnancy now, but we still don't give birth or go through that.
Definitely, yeah.
So there's no way, you'd have to feed him the pill.
you have to give someone this breakfast cereal in the morning, yeah.
And do you know what? They'll have the pill then done in the little colours of, you know, his favourite team. So if he's Man United, you can get a Man United pill, you know, and then...
Yeah.
With the Man United calendar that you mark it. Yeah. All right, Kirsty, listen, thanks for the call. Take care of yourself.
No problem,
see you.
Bye-bye.
Colm, there's been many a gobshite cut out with an unwanted pregnancy because he trusted the woman when she said she was on the pill. Colm, of course I wouldn't trust a man. No, sir, not to take the pill. Men can't even remember to put the toilet seat up and down. I don't think I'd trust a guy to take it. I would just take the responsibility myself. At the end, it is a woman's body. Okay. If you want to get to us, 1850-715-922, text to 51552. Simple, straightforward. I sort of do agree with Brian, I have to say, that there is this point that we've never been entrusted with this before. You know, we're fine with the vasectomy, especially in the last number of years. Men are fine with the vasectomy, no problem at all whatsoever. And we're much more and more involved in the pregnancy itself. So this is just the next step. And, you know, I mean, we can't say we don't even shirk the responsibility now because it doesn't exist now. But if it does, yeah, we may be well able to stand up to the mark, I think. Most women disagree. So Melanie tweets to say, men may be a bystander while his partner is pregnant. I know men are unable to feel everything women do while pregnant. This is all on the old male pregnancy pill, the male pill. Would you trust him? Colm, don't forget to highlight that the condom is dual purpose and plays an important role in the hindrance of STD transmission. Yeah, as pointed out by a caller, absolutely. Also on Twitter, surely if they can do a male pill, they can do a slow release patch. Yeah, probably, can they? I don't know. We can watch that one out as well. And Colm, I think the male contraceptive pill is a great idea. I have thought so for years. Let's keep our fingers crossed. Yeah, so would you trust your man to take it? Centre of Disease Control, Colm, says condom failure rate is 18%, not 1%, as an earlier listener claims, as Catherine and Dorda. And yeah, a lot of people are talking about it. How are you, Colm? The male pill, if that does come out, I'd say the STD clinics will be busy. There is that as well, yeah. Okay, I suppose, if you're with your partner and you know that yourself and your partner are fine and you decide to have children together and you've been in a relationship for, you know, a long period of time, then obviously the male pill would be fine. I suppose if you're not with a partner and you're having frequent sex with different partners and different sexual partners, then, of course, a condom would still be required. I suppose we would get that sort of level and education and knowledge if the male pill did come out.